crowded areas and subway stops and city landmarks. Scott Pringle outside the Belgian consulate in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples. Make more happen.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
The death of Antonin Scalia isn't slowing down the Supreme Court. It issued a major ruling this week, protecting gun rights. More from senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
In an unsigned unanimous decision today, the U.S. Supreme Court told a lower court to vacate the conviction of a Massachusetts woman who had a stun gun. Eric Pratt of Gun Owners of America told USA Radio News, "It was very telling it was an unsigned unanimous decision versus a full hearing because it looks like a tactic of the liberal judges to avoid certain issues."
That would get into strict scrutiny versus intermediate scrutiny. It would get into weighing compelling state interests, and you know, that would have ultimately helped, we think, the pro-gun side, and they just didn't want to go there.
Pratt credited the decision to the legacy of the late Justice Antonin Scalia. I'm Jason Wirt.
Eccentric former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford is dead at age 46. The admitted crack cocaine addict lost his battle with an aggressive form of cancer. This is USA Radio News.
Last night, Cheryl Logging made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins, hashtag savings. Geico.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A new action plan for Flint, Michigan is being unveiled by Michigan's governor. USA Radio's John DeMaster has more.
Infrastructure repairs, improving public health, creating better jobs, and expanding early education services to kids up to the age of 3, among many parts of a new action plan for Flint unveiled by Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. At an appearance in Grand Rapids, he says he's still asking himself what went wrong with the water crisis in the city.
I kick myself every day wondering what questions I could have asked, what things we could have come back with to say, why didn't we just use some common sense?
The 75-point plan also calling for stricter lead standards not only for Flint but for the rest of the state. In a statement, the governor saying the state is committed to addressing immediate concerns and finding long-term solutions to improve people's quality of life. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
Today is presidential primary and caucus day in 3 states. Democrats and Republicans will cast votes in Arizona's primary and Utah's caucuses. Democrats will also caucus in Idaho. Republican and Democratic frontrunners Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton hope to continue adding delegates to their already impressive counts. Investigators say they may not need help from Apple to unlock an iPhone of one of the San Bernardino shooters. A judge Monday granted a request to postpone a hearing in the Justice Department's case against Apple. Investigators asked to delay the hearing after being presented with another method for getting into the phone. Breaking news on USARadio.com. I'm Audrey Strong.
Are we? Okay.
Hey, it's Joe Peters with 55 Plus Radio, and my guest, Mike Lawless, is with me today. And Mike is with Mike Lawless, Senior Solutions. Senior Insurance Solutions. Mike, say hello.
Hi, Joe. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on. Before we get started, we're going to go through a few of our paid sponsors, and we'll be back in about 2 or 3 minutes. And we're going to talk about some of the things that are important to our 55-plus community, of which I happen to be right in the center of at this point. So you're in good company. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hey. Good morning, Hunnenden. This is Big C coming to you from HunnendenChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunnenden County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunnenden kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunnenden County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunnenden, HunnendenChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrinos Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Get to a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Rob Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunnenden on HunnendenChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunnenden Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunnenden Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunnendenChamberRadio.com app today.
So, hey, it's Joe Peters. I'm back. I'm going to give you a little about the weather. It's sort of good news weather out there. If you haven't been out, you should. You probably won't come back for lunch kind of day. Right now we're sitting with 42 degrees. If you remember yesterday morning, we were worried about being snowed on. So 42 degrees is pretty good. We're taking a look a few days out at 64 degrees on Wednesday, 68 on Thursday, back a cold snap on Friday, we're going to be back to 58. So all of those days, except for Friday, don't have any precipitation in it. Friday looks like we're going to get a little bit, maybe 60% chance of rain. So I'm sitting here with Mike Lawless, and we're talking about 55-plus matters issues. And Mike has helped me personally in getting some of my insurance needs addressed and readdressed. I had not known Mike when I turned 65, but I wasn't completely satisfied with what I was getting out of the insurance. The prices were creeping up, and it just seemed like they were quite a bit higher than what I was seeing other advertisements for. So we reassessed it and redid it, and he saved me quite a bit of money. And Mike, thanks again. It's always nice to save money.
Great to be here, Joe.
So when do you typically meet your client, and what phase of turning into retirement?
You know, I'd like to broadcast out 64 and a half is the optimal time, because in most cases, Medicare is going to become your primary health insurer when you turn 65, and everything's going to change. Prior to that, if you had corporate insurance, it was all on autopilot, the premiums are coming out of your paycheck, the copays, you're writing a small check at the doctor's office. But once Medicare becomes your primary insured, everything's going to change. Medicare covers a lot, but it doesn't cover everything. There's about six or seven primary gaps that Medicare by itself doesn't cover. And that's exposure to people 65 and older when Medicare is their primary health insurer.
Right.
So I work with people to make sure they understand what's going to change. And in about a 40-minute meeting, I'll break down the four parts of Medicare, let them know what's going to be covered, what's not going to be covered, and what are their options to complete those gaps in coverage.
Beautiful. So is this something that most people are not aware of?
You know, Medicare is very murky landscape. The terminology is terrible for the lay person.
Right.
The plans are derived by letter. The parts are letter. Are you talking about a plan or a part? What's covered? It's just very, very confusing. And Medicare sends out, at 64 and a half, about 150-page book that you're supposed to read and get a thorough understanding of what you need to do. The problem is most people, when they're done, they're more confused than when they started.
Yep.
So I've simplified the process on one sheet of paper, and I took you through this.
Right.
I'll break down those four parts of Medicare, let them know what their options are, and then they can make an educated decision as to moving forward. You know, when I got involved in Medicare planning about 5-6 years ago, there were only a handful of carriers in New Jersey offering Medicare supplements.
Okay.
Today, we're over 24 and counting.
Wow.
Because the insurance companies are trying to jump on our aging population, all our baby boomers retiring over the next 15, 20 years. And it's really been a huge increase in the amount of options that people in New Jersey now have. The thing is, am I making the right decision? How do I determine which company is better, which carrier is better? Do I make the right decision? You really want to make the right decision the first time, because when you first transition into Medicare, everybody has what we call a guaranteed acceptance period. No medical questions are asked. So you're guaranteed to get a Medicare supplement, whether you're very healthy or very unhealthy. After that initial six-month period passes, that goes away. So it's important to make some proper decisions early when you first get introduced to Medicare, because you can make changes as the years go by.
Right.
But you're going to have to be able to say no to a series of up to 10 health questions. And if you can't say no to any of them, or not even all but one, you're going to be stuck with that original decision and that original carrier who you signed up with.
So it's like a pre-existing condition kind of set of questions.
Yeah, you could call it that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I know when I got the book and started looking at it, my situation was different. My situation, I was in sales, and my sales job dried up, and I was on COBRA, and now I was turning 64, and my COBRA was running out. I said, well, I should take a look at and understand what this is. I opened a book, and it was like my head was swimming. I'm just not a good book reader. Listen to a lot of books on tape, but I'm not a good book reader. I can't learn that way. And I sought out the help of somebody before I met Mike, because I didn't know Mike at that point in time. And he was helpful, and I needed that. When you can talk it out and somebody says, here's what, in effect, your options are, it makes a lot more sense. Because it's not just Medicare, I guess. In my case, it's Medicare plus a supplement. And when I had Medicare plus a supplement, I've now been on Medicare since, I guess I was 65 or 66. I don't remember if it was 65 or 66, but it's been a number of years. I haven't paid many, if any, bills at all. I mean, in 5 or 6 years, I've paid a tetanus shot. For some reason, they don't cover tetanus shots. And I've paid somebody sent me a bill for $24. It wasn't worth figuring it out, and I paid that. And I paid, I want to get one of those, the thing that Terry Bradshaw advertises, the redness from the measles. Or a chicken pox? Yeah, there's a word for it.
Yes.
He scares the daylights out of you when he...
Shingles.
Shingles. So I said, yeah, I better get that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I had a $75 deductible on. That's all I can remember paying in 6 years now. So to me, and even when I had good corporate insurance, I'd have to pay $15 or $20 every time I go to the doctor. I don't pay that anymore. And I went to the chiropractor a few years ago. Yes, the minimum, there's like a $300 per year deductible for certain things. I think chiropractor falls under that.
There are certain items. Again, depending upon the supplemental plan that you choose,
right.
It varies. It might be one of the gaps that is not covered by some of the different plans. But for the most part, you know, Medicare defines whether or not they're going to cover something by the following phrase: was it medically necessary?
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you're following the rules of Medicare, typically everything's going to be covered. I mean, you've gone through the process where you no longer bring a checkbook to the doctor's office.
Right.
Because everything's billed electronically. Medicare picks up about 80%. The proper supplement will pick up the balance. They talk. The computers talk electronically. So you don't even go to the doctor's office with a checkbook anymore. And that's one of the big adjustments that people are typically used to. I have a copay. I have a deductible. All that goes away. But you have to be careful because Medicare doesn't cover everything. Vision.
Right.
Dental.
Right.
Hearing. They're items that Medicare really doesn't give you much support with. So as I am sitting down doing some planning for prospective clients as they're approaching 65, I make sure I let them know, go get your final eye exam. Go get some dental work while you're still covered.
Right.
Because unfortunately, there's some of the items that Medicare does not cover.
That's true, because I know I need glasses every 2 or 3 years, and I have a bunch of little, I forget what the prisms in my glasses, and the lenses are $700 or $800, but it doesn't cover that. It doesn't cover the frames, doesn't cover my dental, but it covers everything medical. And, you know, all of that is really elective. I mean, if I was really hurting for money, I probably could stretch the glasses out to 5 or 6 years, but I just, you know, I notice when I start to look over the top, it's time to go get a new pair of glasses. And dental, I'm in sales, so, you know, I got to put up appearances a little bit, so I try to take care of that as well. But another one is prescription drugs. That's a separate, that's not it's a different level.
Well, that's part D as in David,
okay,
of Medicare. So that's one of the four parts that I will review. The government came out with a new program 2006 stating it's mandatory that you have a prescription program. You either have to buy one of the government or government approved plans, or if you're going to continue with your current health insurer, maybe you're continuing to work beyond 65, it has to be considered credible coverage by Medicare. This past year, there were about 28 companies approved in New Jersey for the prescription plan. So how do I select the best one for me? I use a tool that's on Medicare's website, and they have a database where it allows you to put the prescriptions in, the dosages,
right,
your preferred pharmacy, your zip codes, and basic information, and then it sorts through those 28 different plans, and I can rank them. Give me the top three. We're able to print out a three-page report with some charts, and this is, it gives you a very good anticipated expense with regards to your upcoming prescriptions for the balance of the year or for the following year.
And then your rate is based on your prior year's usage of prescriptions?
Really, depending upon the company and the amount of medications that you're on. If you're on just a handful of medications, you know, there's some companies that have a very small monthly premium, under $20.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're on generics, you might pay $3 when you pick up those medications. It's very cost effective. When you start dealing with some of the name brand drugs,
right,
that's when things get costly. That's when you possibly risk falling into what we call the donut hole,
okay,
which a lot of people are familiar with. At that point, the copays don't apply. You're going to be paying about 50% of the cost of that medication. And that's when, unfortunately, some seniors have a larger prescription drug cost because they fall into that donut hole.
I know in my case it was very...
Excuse me.
I've never taken a lot of prescription drugs, knock on wood. And I'm sure there'll be a point in time where I can't say that anymore. But for now, I was paying probably around $60 when I first met you. And we took a look at it, and you got me in a plan. It was like $12.80 a month. And I couldn't believe it was like one-fifth.
Mm-hmm.
And over 2 years or so, it's drifted up to about $15 a month. But I get a really nice, on my generics, I think it's a dollar a quarter, and they don't even bill me for it. It must not be effectively accounting-wise to bill me for the dollar, because I see it show up, nobody ever sends me a bill, and I get all of my generic, I forget what it's for, cholesterol pills, for a year for $4 if they ever were to send me a bill, and they don't. If I just recently I had a cough. You could probably still hear the nasalness a little bit. I went to the doctor, and he said, yep, you got what everybody else has got, and I'll give you a pill for the cough. And I went to the drugstore and picked it up, and I don't know. I didn't look at how much Medicare paid and didn't pay, but I know it was only $17. It was reasonable, probably as reasonable as if I still had a corporate prescription plan. So I've been satisfied with it, but I have to admit I haven't overused it because I haven't needed it. I know if in effect, you have an expensive drug or a lot of more drugs, I probably wouldn't be paying $15 a month mm-hmm. the way I am.
Yeah, definitely not. But, you know, the key is generics keep your costs down.
Right.
Most pharmacies or drug carriers automatically convert the name brand to a generic if it is available.
Yep.
And they all work together to try to keep everybody's costs down.
And I know once a year I get this catalog of the different pills or prescriptions, drugs, and the price that it will be, so that if you ever got a question, you can look it up. And I'm sure there's a way to do it online. I don't know why they still send the book out. I haven't opened it in 5 or 6 years they've been sending it to me. But they do that. So there's four parts. There's A, B, C, D. Is that the way it runs?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so why don't we go through them so people can understand what the parts are, just at a really high level.
Sure. Part A is actually broken into two subparts. The first is inpatient hospital. So, you know, Medicare is celebrating their 50th year anniversary this year. They started in 1965, and the way you treated people is completely different than the way they're treated today, especially with regards to the hospital. But the rules were written in 1965, and they're
right.
Still the rules. So as I break down the hospital stay, it's a bit antiquated, and you'll see in a minute what I mean. So for a hospital stay for the first 60 days, Medicare is going to cover just about all of it, all but approximately a $1,300 deductible. Now, that's not a calendar deductible, that's a per event deductible. So if you have an unhealthy year and you're in the hospital multiple times, you can see that's quite a bit of exposure.
Right.
If all you have is Medicare, A and B.
Yep.
So the Medicare supplement company comes in, you pay a monthly premium, and it's going to cover what Medicare doesn't cover.
Okay.
So you're writing out one monthly check to the supplemental company, and you're not going to get a bill.
Right.
So that's how they work together. as long as it's medically necessary, Medicare picks up their portion, the supplement picks up their portion, leaving you with nothing to pay. Again, there's about 12 different supplements to choose from.
Yep.
And you need to make sure that you understand which one is going to cover 100% of these gaps in coverage that Medicare does not cover. The second part of A is your skilled nursing or your rehab. this comes into play when you're well enough to leave the hospital, but you're not well enough to go home to care for yourself. So you go into the rehab center. The first 20 days, Medicare covers 100% of those costs. From day 21 to 100, Medicare covers all but about $150 per day. So again, that's a gap in coverage. If you don't have a supplement coupled with Medicare, you're going to be responsible for that $150 a day. The supplements that I recommend will cover that completely, leaving you again with no cost.
So that'll be the 21st for the 100th day?
Yes.
Okay.
The next part is Part B. That's what we call the doctor's or physician's costs and any medical equipment. There it's about an 80-20 split. Medicare will cover about 80% of those costs, and you're responsible for 20%. Again, that's if you don't have a supplement.
And then that supplement
The supplement
in,
will come
that.
In and cover that. There's also a $160 annual calendar deductible for Part B.
Right.
The supplement will come in and cover that in its entirety. A very important part of Part B charges are what we call excess doctor charges. A lot of people aren't familiar with these, Joe. Doctors can get paid three ways. Some, all they take is a credit card. They don't take any insurance at all.
Right.
So you have to show up with a suitcase of cash or your credit card. The second way is doctors enter an agreement with Medicare. They take what we call Medicare assignment. That means they agree to charge you what Medicare says they you can charge for an office visit, for different procedures.
Right.
The third way is doctors who still want to be involved with Medicare, but they need to charge a little bit more, or they want to charge a little bit more. They can charge up to 15% above those Medicare quoted charges. So they're the excess charges.
Mm-hmm.
In New Jersey, about 2 to 3% of doctors charge these. It's not a large number of doctors, but I can see that amount continuing to grow because as the doctors continue to get squeezed by the government as to what they can make, they're going to start trying to recoup
right.
the limitations. So it's key that your Medicare supplement covers 100% of these excess charges. Because for a $100 doctor's office, $15, it's not going to hurt you. But if it's a $10,000 cost or open heart surgery, yep. $100,000, that's a $15,000 bill that could show up in your mailbox
right.
if you don't have the proper plan protecting you.
Interesting. So it sounds like, and we're going to talk a little about costs at the end, but it sounds like A, is your hospital and skilled nursing, B, being your doctor and equipment, D, which was a prescription we already talked about. What is C?
C is what we call the Medicare Advantage Program. in my marketplace, Hunterdon County, Somerset County, it really doesn't apply. It's Medicare Advantage is more geared towards the inner cities.
Okay.
It's a fixed doctor network that you have to stay within. You don't have the option to leave that for an alternative opinion. in Hunterdon County, Somerset County, the doctor networks, there's only one or two companies that offer them in our counties where I do the majority of my business.
Right.
So it's something that I really don't get involved with. I'm not appointed with any companies. If somebody really wants that program, I can steer them towards some people who do offer that.
Okay. So we talked about the four different levels of Medicare, the fourth being level D for David, and that's the prescription. It depends on how many prescriptions you use and the types of prescriptions. Medicare themselves takes a little bit out of your Social Security. I think it's like $112, something around that number.
That's the standard amount monthly.
So everybody gets that deducted.
That's for Part B costs.
Part B.
A, you will qualify for Part A of Medicare as long as you've worked and paid into the system for 40 quarters.
Okay.
If you haven't met that, Part A is between $400 and $500 a month.
Really?
So by paying into it while you're working for 10 years or 40 quarters, it's a substantial benefit that you get when you turn 65.
That is. I didn't realize that.
Part B, everybody pays for,
yep,
as you mentioned. It's about $120 a month now.
Okay.
As long as you fall within the guidelines of a standard wage earner, if you break through some threshold levels and you're considered a higher
I did that one year when I earned too much money.
Then you're going to pay an additional premium on top of that. Right. So, you know, so for the person making $300,000, and it's not their salary, it's what we call a MAGI or a modified adjusted gross income.
Yep.
If that level for an individual or for a family filing jointly is above certain threshold levels, they're going to be paying more than that $120.
And then if the following year they went back below it, it drops back.
Well, Medicare talks to the IRS computers today.
Yep.
There's actually a two-year lag.
Okay.
So for this year, it was that MAGI for 2014.
Okay.
So after that second year, if you drop below into the standard level, you'll see those costs come down.
Okay.
Yes.
And what about the level C? How is that paid for? The Medicare Advantage.
Is the C is when you choose Part C, you're actually stepping away from Medicare for a calendar year.
Okay.
You're leaving Medicare, you're going with a private insurance company. So they're not going to be charging you that $120 during that time frame.
Right.
You're going to be paying whatever that specific insurance company
mm-hmm.
deems the premium.
Okay.
So you're going to be paying that directly to the insurance company. Now, at the same time, Medicare wants everybody to know during that time frame when you leave Medicare, if you have any issues, don't bother us because you made the one-year commitment that you're leaving us. You're going with that private insurer.
Okay.
That's when the open enrollment period from October 15th through the middle of December comes in, where you're able to either come back to Medicare or choose a different Medicare Advantage company.
Why would somebody do that then? What's the reasoning to go?
You know, lately with the change with the Affordable Care Act, a number of Medicare Advantage companies disenrolled people. They weren't going to go forward with it.
Right.
Because the costs associated with having to cover all these new guidelines that Obamacare
yep.
says you need to cover didn't make it cost effective
okay.
for the Medicare Advantage companies. In that case, I've picked up quite a bit of business from people who were disenrolled from Medicare Advantage companies.
Yep.
The good news there is you do have a short guaranteed acceptance window where, regardless of your health, you can come back to Medicare and get a supplement without any of those medical questions
okay.
being asked.
So we covered A, B, and C. D is totally contributory. There's nothing Medicare pays towards it?
Well, I guess they enter agreements with those drug companies
right.
and have some discounted rates for the medications.
Okay.
But in that case, that's a separate contract that you're going to be signing up with that company for
yep.
the year, and you're going to be paying their monthly premium and then the cost to pick up the medication
yep.
depending upon generic, name brand, and they have a formulary that
mm-hmm.
you will be able to review and see what your costs are going to be for the calendar year.
So are there, I think in my Medicare I'm level D or G or something like that, are there different levels within level A, B, and C?
No. The plans all have to, they're all governed by Center for Medicare Services.
Okay.
So they all have to cover exactly the same thing. So, for instance, today the most popular plan in the country is Plan F, like
that's
Frank.
That's what I got, right.
Regardless of which carrier, they all have to cover the same exact thing. Medicare, you know, demands that
yep.
as they govern it. Some of the choices that you have are the costs. Different companies will charge a different premium
mm-hmm.
for their plan. And more importantly is customer service.
Okay.
you know, do you want to deal with an independent insurance agent like me who knows how to circumvent some of the systems in place that the insurance companies have, where I can get an answer, a question to an answer much quicker
right.
than somebody just calling up an 800 number and spending minutes, hours on the phone, not getting an answer,
yep.
having to call back the next day or 2 days later, rehash the whole thing all over again. So that's a big point of difference where I come in. I'll take all that off of your plate. I'll help you if you have a billing issue. Maybe something wasn't coded properly. Like I said, for the most part, as long as it was deemed medically necessary, you're not going to pay for it.
Okay.
But every once in a while, I'll have a client come get a bill. They'll call me up. I will resolve that and get them some answers and figure out what went wrong. And more times than not, the insurance company pays it because it was something that was miscoded, a human error.
So, Mike, if somebody wanted to call and talk to you personally, how would they reach you?
Best number to reach me at is my cell phone. It's 973-563-7777. And I'm just about finalized a new website. The address is going to be SR-INS for insurance -solutions.com, and that should be up and running within the next few weeks.
Great. So to call Mike direct, 973-563-7777.
Yep.
Or SR-INS for insurance-solutions.com, and that's going to be up probably by the time you try it out. I guess one of the misconceptions, and my better half, Marilyn, works for Rutgers, and it's a state employee, and she's saying, the one thing I want is once I turn 65, which she's done already, so she's still working past 65, once I retire, and I'm 65, I have insurance for life. And she was rudely awakened to find out that she's right and she's wrong. Because she does have insurance for life, but the first 80% is going to be Medicare, just like everybody else. It's not like she's going to keep her insurance, her other 20%, or the insurance for life, as she was thinking about, turns into her supplemental.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't need to go out and buy a supplemental like I do, but we both will have the same Medicare for the first 80%, and I'll have a paid supplemental, and she'll have one that the state of New Jersey is going to give her. Is that something most people don't understand?
Yeah, it is. And because if you think about it logically, the company has a choice. Should I continue to pay 100% of the cost for these employees and these retirees?
Right.
Or should I offload about 80% of those overall costs to Medicare?
Yep.
What are they going to do? They're going to offload the cost to Medicare, and now they're going to be responsible for that approximately 20%.
Right.
And, you know, it's just the way companies handle it today.
And they don't have an option. That's the way they all do it.
Yep.
It's not like some do it one way and others another. It's everybody, no matter who you work for, whether you work for the government, the state, city, or Joe Blow's factory, you're going to be in Medicare for your first 80%, and then you'll either buy a supplement or receive a supplement if you've earned it from your former employee. Let's talk about the overall cost. I know in mine, and I'm not sure it's representative, I pay this $120 a month. It just comes out of my Social Security deposit. I see it there at the end of the year. You get a receipt for it, and it's a medical deduction because they're taking it out. And in my case, it runs me roughly $200 a month for the supplement. Is that an average that you see?
You know, supplements are an insurance product like all insurance products. The older you get, the more costly they are.
Okay.
I'd say about 90% of the supplemental companies have what we call age-attained pricing. So you start at 65, and then as you turn 66, you're going to see an increase, and then 67. So each year you have that supplement, it's going to trickle up a little bit, you know, sometimes $4 or $5 more each okay. month as you age. And for an average 65-year-old entering into Medicare, male, expect to pay about $180 a month for Plan F. Females plan a little less, maybe $160, $165. And then as each year goes by, it will gradually go up a few dollars each month for them.
So it's really quite reasonable in my mind, because I know when I paid COBRA just for myself as a single person, it was over $500 a month. So to pay Medicare $200 a month and get even more because I don't have to pay all the co-pays that I had to, even with COBRA, it's not a bad deal.
Not at all. Here's an example. I was with a couple a few weeks ago. He's turning 65. His wife's a little younger, so she has about 8 years. He's a builder. They have private insurance. They got thrown into the whole Obamacare the last 2 years.
Right.
For him, he's paying about $1,200 a month currently.
Okay.
For his health, drug plan. He does get a few extra. He gets a dental and a little
okay.
vision. So as we migrate him the end of May into Medicare, he's going to be paying less than half, about $480.
Wow.
And that's health insurance, the drug plan, the supplement, all in. So it's for a 65-year-old, it's going to be substantially less costly.
That does. So why is he paying $460 and I'm paying $200? What would that difference
be? No, well, that's Part B. I'm including everything.
Okay.
That's the $120 for Part B.
I got it.
That's his drug plan.
Got it.
That's his supplement plan. He's going to be a tier above the standard.
Yep.
So he and his wife, their modified adjusted gross income was over $170.
Yep.
Last year, so he's going to be paying some additional costs.
Okay. But still not bad.
Compared to the $1,200, he's paying about 50% of what he has.
I have a fellow agent that her insurance company dropped her. And I want to talk about Medicare versus Obamacare, but her insurance company dropped her because she says it was Obamacare. I'm not sure, but in her mind it was. And she had to go scurry up new insurance, and she's only 63, so she's not entitled for this yet. And she's paying like $1,150, if I remember. Mm-hmm. And she's saying, I can't wait till I'm 65 or whatever the magic number. I think it's 66 for everybody now. It's a big savings.
It is. And, you know, that happened to a lot of people because when Obamacare came out, they had to cover so many things that really aren't necessary. Mm-hmm. The example I use is whether you're 25 or you're 63, for a woman, you have to cover in vitro fertilization. So the costs for somebody at 63, they're not planning to have any children,
right,
especially through that very high cost process.
Yep.
But the Obamacare law said every company has to cover the exact same thing. Unfortunately, this coworker of yours fell into that predicament, and that's why her previous insurance company said, I'm going to be way over the market price, so I'm not going to offer this product anymore. So that's why she had to fall into the new program.
Wow.
So she lost it, not directly, but indirectly, because her insurance company pulled out.
So I was on Medicare and my supplement when Obamacare came into being. And my understanding was it's not affected by Obamacare. Am I correct?
So far, we haven't seen much of an effect. The one positive part has been with regards to the drug plan. When previous to Obamacare, when you fell into that donut hole,
right,
you were responsible for 100% of that cost of the drug. Now you're only responsible for 50% of that cost of the drug. So that was a good thing. Medicare supplements have not been affected.
Okay.
The Medicare Advantage programs have been, and that's why a lot of them have pulled out of that marketplace.
Right.
You know, to my example that I gave earlier.
So it depends the way you use Medicare. The way I'm using it hasn't had an effect. But if you were in that supplement at Plan C, you...
Plan C has been affected.
Has been affected.
Yes.
And the way it's been affected has been less Plan Cs, based on what you've said earlier.
Sure, because companies realized they cannot be competitive with all these new coverage that they've been forced to carry.
Yep.
And sorry, and you know that has affected them.
We got a telephone ringing in the background. People, give us 10 seconds. Didn't there even take that long. I think we've got a grasp on Medicare. People turning this age also have, and it may be good to talk about it in relationship to somebody who's had a lot of benefits at work. They had death benefit. They had our life insurance. They had disability benefit. They had, if I can't work, I guess that's disability. Long-term care benefits. Mm-hmm. And all of these things, and now they're 65, 66, they get the gold watch, they get the dinner where the 20 or 30 closest people to you come and wish you best, and now you're off on your own. A lot of that goes away, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and that's why my recommendation to my clients with regards to life insurance is it's important to own some life insurance personally.
Right.
Most people have it through their group, what we call group insurance, through their employer.
Yep.
They usually get one or two times their base salary at no cost, and then they can buy additional levels of coverage. But once they stop working, either retirement, through retirement, or through losing a job, or through leaving the corporate world and going in as an independent to create their own company, all that goes away. And as you could imagine, trying to buy life insurance in your 50s, it's a lot more costly than when you're 30. So my recommendation is you should at least own a few $100,000 of life insurance personally that's going to travel with you,
right,
regardless of which path you take. Because they can never increase that on you. They can never take that away from you. And for a, you know, term life insurance for a 30-year-old, you can buy term life, $1 million of term life insurance for about $100 a month. So from 30 to 60, if something crazy happens and you don't make it home, the family is going to be protected. As you age and as different illnesses crop up and you might have cholesterol or high blood pressure, now that cost becomes considerably more. So my recommendation is, at least if you're intent with the work coverage regarding life insurance, still buy a little bit that you own personally.
And the earlier you buy it, the cheaper it's going to be, and that just makes common sense. What about disability insurance, or go to a nursing home kind of insurance? Both. Let's talk about disability and let's talk about...
Disability insurance is what I call paycheck protection, because that's really what it's doing. You know, the number one reason why houses are foreclosed on is because people get sick or hurt and they can't work any longer. And today, people have the smallest reserve fund, emergency fund, than ever. So how are you going to pay your bills when that paycheck stops coming? A disability insurance policy will pick up and replace that lost income when the cause is through illness or through injury.
Okay.
And you can stay afloat. It helps people. If it's a temporary thing, you can get back on your feet months down the road or a year down the road, come back into the workforce, and you don't miss a beat. For people where it becomes permanent, at least now they have a way to pay their bills, pay their mortgage, continue to fund their kids' college program, their retirement program, because when that paycheck stops, what are you going to do?
There's no magic. So this is just like life insurance. The earlier you buy it, the less it's going to cost you.
Yes. Now, disability insurance is priced on age and your work classification.
Okay.
an architect, an accountant, they're not out there lifting heavy things. The likelihood of them going to get hurt is going to be much less than somebody who works in a more physical style. So it's going to be less costly for your white-collar worker than for a blue-collar worker. Hmm. And most white-collar, you know, most of my disability insurance clients are white-collar workers for that reason. It just becomes quite costly for somebody in the trades or in a profession where there's a lot more risk to them getting hurt.
Okay.
And so it's based upon your age when you're buying the product and your work classification.
What about long-term care then?
Long-term care is the prime age to start looking in a long-term care program is 50. There's been a lot of changes to the long-term care insurance arena over the last few years. You know, the biggest hurdle, Joe, for years was, well, what if I pay this all this money into the premium and I die like that? Well, right. Like I tell them, you're fortunate.
Yeah.
Statistics tell us 2 out of 10 people are going to die instantly.
Right.
It's the other 8 people who are going to go through a Parkinson's, an Alzheimer's, rheumatoid arthritis, where each day they get weaker and sicker and more sick, and how are they going to care for themselves?
Mm-hmm.
So within the last few years, some new products have come out to counter that hurdle that people say, well, you now have a combination product, which is a life insurance product with a long-term care rider attached to it.
Hmm.
So, if you are fortunate and you die like that, a death benefit's going to get paid out to the insured family. If you need it and you get sick and you need to use the long-term care needs of it, that's available for that as well. So that's a new product that the industry has adapted, and we're seeing some traction.
But it's not a product that's probably going to be even conceivably affordable if you're past 60.
It becomes costly, yes. So that's why 50 is really the sweet spot to start looking into long-term care options.
Great. Well, once again, this has been Joe Peters. I never told you I'm with Weichert, and I do a real estate show on the first and third Tuesday of each month at 4 o'clock, and then on the second and fourth Tuesday I do a 55 plus. And I've been with Mike Lawless with Senior Insurance Solutions. Mike can be reached at 973-563-7777. And I'm going to play my commercial in about 2 minutes, so you'll know how to reach me if you'd like to talk to me about anything real estate-wise. But that's not what we're on the show for today. We're here to help you understand or better understand what is available to you and what you're going to go through as you get closer to that 65 mark. Mike, what haven't we covered that is important that we may want to touch on for the last few minutes?
You know, unfortunately, as people are winding down to their retirement, Medicare planning kind of takes a back seat. They're worried about the other items involved, and sometimes we're jumping through hoops to get some coverage in place within their last month before they retire.
Right.
So, as I mentioned, to start our show, 64 and a half is when you need to start planning and thinking about your senior health insurance.
Right.
I'm a senior health insurance specialist, the Medicare specialist, and I help people navigate the twists and turns of Medicare. And in about a 45-minute meeting, you'll have a thorough understanding of what your options are going to be, how things are going to change as you retire, and Medicare becomes your primary insurance, and you know, how to complete those gaps in coverage that we've been discussing.
Beautiful. And you're located right here in Reddington Township.
Yep.
And very close to Flemington. I've known Mike now for about 5 or 6 years, and we belong to several business organizations together, and he's personally doing my insurance, and I can't say enough good about him. So if you're interested in talking to Mike, once again, it's 973-563-7777, and he's with Senior Insurance Solutions, and it's sr-ins-solutions.com at his new website. This is Joe Peters. I'm going to play my paid commercial to close out, and then we'll get on to the news again. And Mike, thank you for joining us.
Been a pleasure, Joe. Thank you for having me.
Always fun.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Reichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe is that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Get to a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
USA Radio News with Armstrong.
We have to be very careful in the United States. We have to be very, very vigilant as to who we allow into this country.
Donald Trump says the U.S. should tighten its borders in the wake of the Belgian terror attacks. Investigators searching for one of three suspects, the death toll now at 34, with ISIS claiming responsibility. Meanwhile, New York is posting National Guard at Kennedy and LaGuardia airports. Terry Sheridan reports.
Passengers at Kennedy Airport noticed the increased security.
It's very unsettling. There's nothing we can do about it.
Governor Cuomo says there is no specific threat to New York or the airports. Still, travelers are on edge.
I'm coming here to one of the main airports in the world today, and something happened in Brussels, so.
Cuomo has also increased security at other high-profile locations in the state, including bridges, tunnels, and train stations. Terry Sheridan, New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pants, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Today is presidential primary or caucus day in three states. Democrats and Republicans will cast votes in Arizona's primary and Utah's caucuses. Democrats will caucus in Idaho. President Obama continues his visit in Cuba today, but Cubans living in California say Cuba's president is only saying what he thinks President Obama wants to hear while he's visiting. USA Radio's John DeMaster reports.
Pierre Perales of Sacramento says reestablishing relations between Cuba and the United States